I assume you look at this as a success, looking back on it all. If so, maybe tell us why. Give us an idea of what makes this a successful season.
Yeah, I mean, it'll get easier here as we go. It's still, it was a tough feeling yesterday, and still today. It's we had a group that they battled so hard to get to this point, and we felt we had a chance to go the full way, and four overtime games in that series, and we end up coming up short. So it's empty, but at the same time, we go through. We're having our meetings here and having the conversations with the players, and we'll have some time to reflect. A lot of positive things happened throughout the lineup. A lot of guys got a chance to play with the Blackhawks and get their feet wet and show they can contribute there. And then we found a way to get into the playoffs, and these last, however long it's been, 6 weeks, it's been great performances and guys understanding how they have to play to be counted on in big moments. And
I know the
It feels really good though to watch those steps these guys have taken. Yeah.
Sorry.
No problem.
I know the Blackhawks management's been here a lot, but what kind of general feedback have they given you about how proud they are of the team and what the team achieved this year?
We've had some. It's still early. Haven't really had a postmortem yet, but certainly throughout this run. Everyone's excited about the players we have and about, how young we were, and so many of them showed they're ready to play important roles here and hopefully close to helping the Blackhawks. And that's it's a great feeling for these guys. They want to play in the NHL, and we want to help them get there. And ultimately, we want the Hawks to win cups again. So I think we made some strides.
How would you kind of describe the essence of this team? What made it kind of a unique group, especially down the stretch here this year?
I think right from the beginning, the work ethic of the team, and we were super young in the beginning, and we got a little bit of veteran presence as the year went on. And the big thing, especially in the second half, that I loved was just our resiliency, and no matter what happened, we just kept playing. Relentless belief that if we continued to play hard, we would have success, and I think we were proven to be correct on that. And that kind of mentality that the guys in that room have shown makes it feel pretty good to be associated with them, and I think that's why we're able to have some success.
What do you think you learned the most coaching 1 year in this league?
I can't point to one thing. I just think it's such a challenge to each guy is different, and each guy needs different things and different feedback and to be handled in a different way. And it's a really fun job. It's really challenge yourself every day to help these guys get better, both as a team but individually, because ultimately they all want to play with the Blackhawks and want to help them to get there, and just trying different things, trying pushing different buttons, new ways to relay the information. Some things work, some things didn't. It'll be a new group next year, but I know I got better. We had a great staff here. Loved working with them. Learned a lot from them. It was a good, excellent year for me to improve. I think I'm better now than I was when I started.
Still early in the evaluation process of this season, but have you taken a second to kind of look back about the historical context of this year, furthest the team has gone in the AHL playoffs?
Not really. Probably we take some pride in that this team was able to go deep into the playoffs, but I guess no. but I have a great pride in how hard we played, and that's one of the things that I take away from this is, you know, played so well to get in, and then, you know, first two rounds played great, and it was, you know, I don't think, like, we swept Chicago, I don't think that was, it was a hard series. Like, they played really, really hard against us, probably deserved better than they got. You know, we kind of kept that momentum going to Manitoba, but then to fall behind 3-0 against Texas, and, you know, I don't think necessarily that was indicative of the play, but we did not fold our tent. We, if anything, we circled the wagons a little bit competed extremely hard in those two home games, and even the last one, like, they came at us hard. That was a great hockey game. It's probably the fastest pace of the whole playoffs was that game six, and you get teams that are 13, 14 games deep into their playoff run, and I just love how we battled right to the end and found a way to come back, and it says a lot about the group we had.
How are you feeling about year two, knowing how well your first season went?
Well, I think it's exciting. We have such a young group, and so, you know, many of them are going to feel like they're ready to take a run of the Hawks, and they should do that. You know, they should go into the summer thinking they're going to give themselves every opportunity to earn a job. Competition is good up and down the organization, and hopefully we'll get that in the fall. But whoever is here, I believe that the mentality that we built as the year went on, we can sort of pick up where we left off. The guys who will return can set the tone. We'll have some new faces, and we want to get them up to speed as quick as we can. Relentless, aggressive, hard to play against. That's what we expect, and I think the returning guys will understand that, and then that's a path to success, both as a team and individually.
I want to get your take on some of the individual players. Yeah. Start with the goalies, the two guys, Colin and Jeff.
Yeah.
Where do you go from here with those two guys?
Well, I think goaltending was a big strength of our team, especially as the year went on. You know, look at the playoffs. We kind of rolled the hot hand there in the beginning, and Deals was great for us. And then when we felt it was time to make a change, Glasser steps in and plays as well as he's played all season when everything's on the line. So that was fantastic to see, and also how they work together, and, you know, team first mentality. We preach that throughout our group, team first mentality, team first decisions, and they set a tone there, very you know, working together to give us a chance to win. So that was credit to them. They were really good.
And where do you go from here with the decision-making process and sitting down with those guys and deciding how things are going to work out in the future for the Golden?
Yeah, well, we've had our working through our meetings today, and so it's just more so feedback on the season and both ways as far as how we can continue to improve and what they can do, and Pete's a big part of that. As far as the future here, that's yet to be determined.
I'm assuming you'd love to have them both back, no?
Well, they both did a great job, but again, that's not for today.
Coach, you talked about leadership kind of as a whole on this team and team-first mentality. Asked back in November if you were going to name a captain on the team, ended up not doing that.
Yeah.
Was that more of a trying to make sure it wasn't just one guy in the locker room, that it was more of a team effort?
Well, I think the decision early in the year to not name a captain is just because I didn't know the group. And I think it's important that when you make a decision like that, you do it once. And, you know, in the American League, you have a little bit of a challenge because typically your older guys, your top guys, they're maybe the ones that go back and forth. And so you name a captain, then he's gone in the first week. So, you know, but again, the big part of it was just I wanted to let things play out and let them sort out who was going to take the leadership role and not have me arbitrarily say, this is the guy, this is the guy. I think we had a group of players that sort of took that responsibility, and maybe some young guys that wouldn't otherwise on a lot of teams be in that spot just by virtue of how young we were. And then we add some older guys as the year went on, and, you know, it's hard to just, you know, parachute a guy in and then give him a letter too. So I think what we had was a leadership group, a bunch of guys working together, young and old, and I really love the mentality that we had in the end, and a big part of why we had some success. And I think for some of the first and second year guys we had, what a great learning experience to be around guys like Franson, Boma, Martinson. You know, I just think that'll really help them as they go on in their career.
Sure. I'm sure coming into Rockford, this was a foreign community to you. You didn't know much about it. Now that you've been here a year, just what are your impressions of Rockford as a hockey community?
Yeah, well, we loved it. It was, as you said, no clue about Rockford, really, before we got here. But you know, my family's with me, and really enjoyed their time and get our boys involved. And, you know, whether it's school or hockey or, you know, swimming lessons or whatever it may be. And I think it was a real easy transition. Everyone was friendly. The organization was extremely helpful for us making the transition. Hockey wise, this is a great building to play in, great atmosphere. We had some midweek crowds here that were as loud as any as you can get. So for a player and coaches, and it's it was really enjoyable, and loved being out there behind that kind of crowd.
About a 90-game season here in the books, with the last, you know, 40 or so, all pretty much high-stakes games with the last 30 of the regular season plus the playoffs. Just what do you do now? Do you get to take a little break, enjoy a little bit of downtime before camp gets rolling again?
Yeah, I haven't really got there yet. You know, we'll get home, we'll get back to Calgary for a little bit for sure, but we'll be back for development camp and, you know, things like that. But I think for now it's just we're not done here yet. You know, we got some, as I said, meet with all the guys, meet with the staff, talk about sort of debrief on the season that happened and what was good, what we can get better at. We need to get better. Can't be satisfied. We're not. You know, we still, there's more to get out of this group and the guys that are here, and we all got to continue to find new ways to get our message across and help them to develop.
Give us an overall look on the rookie class that you had this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, you know, but I think they all...
Was it 14?
Yeah, I don't even know, but it's a big number for sure. And they all took steps in their own way, some quicker than others. Some maybe learned lessons by not playing, understanding the level that you got to be at and the level of commitment and... work ethic that's needed to play, you know, maybe in the playoffs at this level. And then other guys showed that, hey, we can count on them. We can count on them in the big moments. And I think, you know, getting back to your question about what I learned, each guy has a different path. And it's, especially with young players, it's not a straight line. So they got to deal with the ups and downs and setbacks, and we got to help them through it. But I think up and down the group, they'll be stronger for it, and hopefully that'll bring team success and individual development.
I know it's only one season, but do you feel like you've proven yourself as a coach in this league?
No, I have, for me, great hunger to improve. I think we had success as a team, but for me, it's a credit to the players. I mean, I enjoyed working with them, loved every minute of it, but now the challenge for us is we got to find new way, a better way, whether that's delivering information or ways we can be even harder to play against or make the transition easier to become Blackhawks. We're going to, like I said, we're debriefing here and we'll talk about things and we're going to find a way to get better. But that, I think that's what makes it fun. You know, we can't just do what we've done before and think it's going to work. We got to find a new way.
When you do finally get some time off, what do you like to do to just kind of unwind and relax?
Well, it's time to spend a little more with family, and I got two young boys, and you know, that's important. You know, it's coaching. When you coach a hockey team, you think about it 24/7. You know, it's hard to turn it off. You're always... you're doing something else, but just hockey slips into your head, and it's important to get away from that. And so it's time to give back, spend some time with family and friends, get back home, and so looking forward to that.
Enjoy your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, thanks for everything this year, guys.
Hey, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. We'll see you.